For the month of May, Brad Rolls is coming together to celebrate Wes Johnson's Voice of Palooza to benefit The Longest Day, which is a part of the Alzheimer's Association. Worldwide, 50 million people are living with Alzheimer's or another dementia. More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. More than 11 million Americans are providing unpaid care for people living with Alzheimer's or other dementia. The money you raise through our campaign through The Longest Day advances the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. The Alzheimer's Association leads the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementia by accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. As the world's largest nonprofit funder of Alzheimer's research, the Alzheimer's Association is committed to accelerating the global effort to eliminate Alzheimer's. Link is in the description to donate. We're running this campaign the whole month of May, along with other Fallout content creators. So now is the time to donate to a great cause that the Fallout community is coming together for. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Listening to WRRS 22, pirate radio for the wasteland. There's been some mysterious sightings by locals of large spiders in the woods. Some claim that the largest can even shoot lasers out of their eyes, and some claim it's just a wacky guy wearing a Halloween costume. To me, you better call Grognak to chop some limbs. Anyways, time to let the show roll.
Let's set the scene again. You all ran into this man dressed as a spider who told you to please go away from his house. You all proceeded to then enter the cave that he was in. He shot some warning shots at you, and you were like, well, I want to kill him. And so you did. But you really didn't kill him quite yet, but I'm going to make an executive decision once I set up the scene. You all have whittled him down to just like an HP. He's still clinging to life. Pep, you have exited your power armor and you are on top of him. You tried to hold his gun and threaten him. He broke the gun with his hand while he punched him. Lonnie, you're in power armor and you have your sash gun with you. Clark, you're up top. You're just kind of like peeking through a 5 melon sized hole. The same thing for Hazel is at the top of that 5 melon sized hole, peeking down at the cave. This man, I'm going to say, is incapacitated. Rather than doing, you know, an extra round of combat to see if you want to kill him, I'm just going to let that be it and have him keel over, essentially, in his spider outfit that is disintegrated pretty much from all of the laser fire and general violence that this man has received. Underneath it, you can see a worn military uniform. It's kind of old-fashioned in its case, and you all are in this cave. So I'll let that be the setup, and you all go out there and figure out what you want to do.
That was quite the laser weapon.
Yeah,
this man spider had. Yeah, I would like to salvage those.
Yeah, let's hold on to this interesting looking broken laser gun.
You can hold that.
Pep's going to go see if he can figure out what's going on with his fusion core and his power armor, because it keeps popping out at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, do a perception plus science for difficulty 2 for me.
All right. Are you
doing a little roll? Starting off with a nice little roll tonight.
Yeah, do a little roll. We're doing perception and science.
Yeah, for difficulty 2.
Baby.
Well, here's your problem. Right. Instead of using a standard issue clasp, this one's branded GM aggro.
You fool.
You look at the fusion core, and you're kind of seeing it, and you see there's a piece of seaweed on there that you got from the bayou that you were plunging yourself into. And that's what's on the fusion core.
Oh, well, clearly this is just a minor issue. I'll just, you know, wipe off that seaweed and pop that fusion core back in and pop back in my power armor as quick as I please.
There you go. So you're kind of in this cave. There's like the darker part where he emerged from. You can't really, I mean, unless you walked over there, you couldn't see. Clark and Hazel are out of the cave. The top of it has kind of caved in with rocks, but Hazel has managed to make a 5-melon-sized hole.
Well, while we are down here, let's see if we can find a easier exit than the 5-melon hole.
I am still working on the hole.
I won't stop. It's a 6-melon hole. Just for even, I'm going to give you that. I gave the guys the incapacitated man. I'll give you a 6-melon hole.
He's like stunned, and the hole is about the size of a Prius. Gotcha.
6 melons. What's the size of
six? Not quite melons? A Prius.
Anything but metric.
A fusion fleet?
Melon. Yeah.
Like, these are not very big.
Everyone do that mental math.
Depends on what kind of melon. All right. Are we talking watermelon? Watermelon can be pretty big.
I don't know. I've seen like pumpkins that are like.
You mean cantaloupe?
Or we're talking about like a fallout.
Honeydew.
Melon, which is kind of like a honeydew, I think.
Yeah.
So 6 honeydews. I mean, you could get a
pretty big. 6 honeydews is not big.
Is it like a enough. Circle? Is like 6 honeydews.
Mush melon comparison.
In a circle?
Yeah.
Or is it like in a line?
Circle, a triangle, like a 3-2-1 configuration. Is it a 3-by-2, like a rectangle?
I was thinking more of like a pyramid stack formation, but more like in a single plane instead of like. Okay, we could keep doing this for a while.
Definitely, as a GM's rule, it's a 5-pointed star with the 1 melon in the middle.
Oh,
you got really artistic with it.
Yeah, I'm all about giving everyone a little gold star or a honey star or whatever.
I'll take it.
That's the scene. You may continue. Now that we've established how big our hole is, you may continue.
You could have just asked. Anyway, what's down here other than Banspider?
His dark cave that he emerged from.
Should we pop like on our headlamps and go explore?
There's kind of like a clearing where you entered, almost like a crevice which you've fallen into, or a better word would be crevasse. You kind of fell into, and there's kind of a cave in the crevasse. Under a 5-melon hole, under a 5-pointed star.
What a beautiful scene we painted.
In the white room with black curtain. Yeah, I mean, was it just a dude in a cave? Did he have possessions? Did he have a sleeping bag? Did he have a library?
Oh, yes. You want to go check out the cave? Is that what you're telling me?
I want to go loot shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well then we can go do that.
Are there other man spiders here? Am I still infested with spiders? Because that is a loose end that I don't want to tie up.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
You go back into this cave portion area. In there, you see kind of like a military cot, a terminal, a few different food items that have been eaten, some fusion cells. There's 6 of them. I guess I should mark that. There's 6 fusion cells. Just a number of kind of like almost goodies in there. And I will now let you know what you've found in there. You found a skeleton key that will allow you to essentially lockpick any door for free. You have found instant mash in that room. You have also found a pull cue as well as... and a rad X are kind of what you have looted from that room. And of course your 6 fusion cells. The odd thing about it is there are also some the kind of like tattered Halloween outfits where the masks have been preserved There are three masks, one of them being a skeleton mask, the other one being a white painted mask with strange eyes and a long nose, and the other one being a what is it? The pumpkin head, a melon head.
Well, Clark might be a good holder of the skeleton key.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, there's two people that are in walking skeleton keys. And I imagine May knows, or Hazel knows her way around a lock. And Clark, you tend to be a little promiscuous when it comes to scouting, so I figure that might be helpful.
You know, Lonnie, I can't even look at you right now. You know, I give you...
Are you afraid of spiders? Is that why?
No. I give you a flaming sword to go fight a man spider in their cave. And you didn't
It helped illuminate things. I appreciate it. Like, I don't use swords.
I think you should take the melon head mask.
I've got a helmet on. It won't fit.
I think she's finally done trying to dig out that hole. She's very
You could fit through it. I'm not sure, but you could fit the power armor helmet through it. You could peek your head up, but I don't know if you could. Like, you could fit through it, but you'd have to fall down.
All right. I'm going to stick my head through and see that they're finally out of combat, and I'm going to yell down, guys, I don't think you're going to be able to get out the way you got in. Is there anything down there that looks like an exit?
We found some Halloween masks. That's pretty cool.
Is there a witch hat down there? Always wanted one of those.
No.
All right.
No.
Is a pumpkin head?
Yeah, and a skeleton head.
Okay, well, there's skeletons. We might actually be able to blend in a couple places around here. All right, sure, grab him. What about the guy?
Is he dead? Or just pass out? Should we see if he's okay? See if he should be killed?
Well, not to sound gauche, but if you can figure out an easy way out of there, we can question him and figure out what the hell's going on with that guy. I mean...
I think he's
using a pretty advanced weapon.
Yeah,
so maybe we. Can
but he's also that. Wearing a spider outfit, so I'm going to go with mental instability.
You can still question somebody with mental instability who has access to high tech weaponry. That's probably the best thing you could do.
You can skinny dip in an acid pool too, but
that is a weird idiom.
Especially from somebody who has the Aqualad mutation, there, dude. Like, are you actually considering it? It may not be a good idea.
No, that's the point, that it's not a good idea. Like, he's...
Well, I don't know. Last time I got into acid water, my skin just grew back, so...
That was alcohol.
Clark, you're very Clark.
No, the time before that. The time before that with my hands.
Oh, with the...
Gator
his skin burned off multiple times at this point.
Yeah,
so
we get into some pretty weird stuff.
That's a pretty high bar to reach there, Clark.
That exfoliating regimen, I'm... not for everyone. For you, it does great for you, Clark.
I'm really liking the white hair. I feel like it's good look.
Oh, I agree. You got the silver fox.
It's very
100%.
It's very intimidating.
Okay, so guys, is there a way out of there?
Let's see. What can we do with the insta mash and a pull cue?
I fail to see dinner. How that's going to get you out of there, but okay. I'm game.
Okay. We'll keep looking, I guess.
Wait, Hazel, do you have any rope up there?
Yeah.
Okay, you stay up there.
Okay.
Do you want me to look
around and see if I can see another way down there? There might be like a trap door or a stairwell. I don't know. Something.
I think you should just stay there and wait.
Yeah, there's maybe not that another works, way out of then, here.
We might need to figure out a way for us to climb up.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look around. We'll look around.
All right, Hazel will just like cross her legs and sit down and pull out a book and start sketching.
So the crevice itself is pretty much like rock formations that you can see. It's a little bit like jagged in some areas. The area that you're in, that you know, the guy's in the crevice. The man is in the crevice right now, but you all are in his little cave. You've looted it. The only thing left is a terminal there and his bed.
You said that terminal was like military grade.
Yeah.
Let's take a looky-loo.
Okay, yeah. It says password protected, so could you please roll a... what did we end up calling hacking in this one? We
Is
ended
it?
Up calling it Wordle for sure, but we did science plus something. Perception, maybe?
Well, science is attached to intelligence.
Okay, intelligence and plus science.
It might be
probably.
Dexterity.
I would say intelligence plus science, since that's like a science, since that's like a automatically the gear skill. We'll do a difficulty one for it.
I need to see what my lab coat gets me, because we've had it for about a year now, and
finally, the thing that you got is now in session.
So
it's only been like, you've only known each other for like a month in game, but it's been almost a year and a half for the rest of us.
So for the listeners, a lab coat allows you to reroll a single d20 on one int-based skill test. You make each scene, and the lab coat can be reinforced with ballistic weave, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to make a roll here. That's one success, which is, how many did I need?
You just need one.
One, okay. We'll let that rock.
Yeah, so you find out that the password was actually Cheese Whiz, and you log onto the computer, and it's got three entries on it. The first entry, I'm just going to assume that you're going to read every entry. So the first entry, day one, I've ended up leaving the vault. It's not the way I remembered it, this world. I've ended up having to find my own place to sequester. Nothing quite as reinforced as I would need here, but I've managed to find this cave, and for now, I will do. I'm going to set up a base camp and scout the area until I can find out what's more. The next entry reads, day 60. My base camp is pretty limited due to the amount of spiders that end up eating my food while I sleep. I'm trying to figure out ways to befriend the spiders. Nothing in my database or any kind of science I could use that I have on hand to befriend them, but I've ended up finding a costume shop in town and donning a spider outfit. The spider outfit, I guess, will help me befriend them so they won't steal my food. Maybe I'll be the alpha spider at this point. I'm not quite sure, but I hope that this will work. And then the final entry is day 200, and it says, people continue to come. I'm not sure why. A lot of people are being attacking. A lot of people are attacking me in strange ways. I hear footsteps in the night of a giant creature. I am worried. I am worried. This may be what we all feared. I'm happy, though, that I'm down here to be away from it all. But in case I need to get out, installed my covered trampoline in the crevice below. And that's the final entry.
You know, for a guy who might have been a scientist, he's kind of an idiot. But hey, free trampoline.
Yeah. What's a trampoline?
Oh, it's a trampoline. It's
a trampoline. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
You know what? Guys, he doesn't know what a trampoline is.
Oh my God. Are you shaming me because I didn't have a childhood?
I mean, it's like...
I don't know what a trampoline is either. Does it mean you lean on it and then it tramples somebody?
No, it's like having a really good suspension in your car, guys.
I've never had a car.
Oh, man.
I've been suspended, though.
It's suspension. It gives you bounce.
I have been advised not to bounce excessively, but.
You didn't have one at the circus? It seems like a circus thing.
But he said it was covered. Like, how high can... All right, maybe if I look at it, I'll have a better idea of what's going on.
Yeah, let's go find a sample. I'm curious
about this, too, honestly.
Yeah, do a perception plus survival for difficulty zero, since you know that there's the hidden trampoline in this crevice. You'd likely be not hard to find where exactly it is. But with one success, you can take an AP. You find that there are a few rocks that are actually foam rocks for some reason. And when you move them beside below, it is a giant trampoline built into the bottom of it. You guess that this was how this guy got in and out of the cave when the crevice was bigger. Now it is covered with rocks because of a cave-in.
Do we need to uncover it in order to be able to use the trampoline?
You can use the trampoline, around. Yeah. You don't have to move some rocks around. You can just use it. There are foam rocks.
Okay. Before we start jumping out of here, or attempting to jump out of here in our power armors on a trampoline, I want to check on Spider Boy and see if he is alive or dead.
He's alive, but he's incapacitated. He's not waking up for 24 hours. He's out.
Well, I think I'm gonna pick him up, sling him over my shoulder.
Okay.
Don't want to just leave him here in this spider cave.
You put Spider-Man over your shoulder.
Well, he's made it 200 days at least. But I guess you could just type whatever number you felt like in there, so.
What are you saying? People lying in there are journal entries?
Day 84.
I mean, the guy thought he was going to be king of the spiders. I don't think he was all there. I don't know if... You really can keep track of days.
But he's got so many hands that he can count with, you know.
He's got eight arms to hold you.
I guess we're going to, like, Cirque du Soleil ourselves out of here.
You think that's the best idea in Power Armor?
Not at all, but that's never stopped us before.
Well, what's going to happen when we fall? Like, we make a crater? Like, it's...
Well...
Yeah.
If I'm hearing this up there, I'm going to be like, well, you won't take any damage if you fall, but the whatever the thing that's propelling you up might. What you could possibly...
Hazel, just
go with it.
Let's just back up. Nothing we say is going to convince them. Let's just back up.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you said this was like a car suspension? Okay.
You gotta get some good bounce.
Right, so will this handle our mass?
Lonnie, I don't know much about this world, but I do know that I don't know mass. I'm gonna jump on this bouncy thing with this almost dead spider boy. And I'm just going to hope for the best. You can go first. You can go second. Doesn't matter to me. I'm using the trampoline.
Really quick, is there anything near the entrance to this cave? This, I believe last you said it was approaching a 6-melon wide entrance, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there something I can tie off a rope to? Like a tree that looks a little stable and like a rocky outcrop.
Tie a rope too. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tie off one end of my rope and I will actually walk over to the entrance and look at what they're doing and look at the rope in my hand and go, so guys, I have a rope, but I don't think it'll hold power armor going at terminal velocity. So what's the plan here?
The plan is jumping. It's a jumping-based plan.
Okay. Do you want us to haul up the guy over your shoulder to take some of the weight off of you?
This guy, I don't know. This guy doesn't seem like he weighs more than like 150. I'm not
that's because you're in power armor.
Exactly. It's nothing. I mean, he's almost dead. I would say I could, well, I'm going to lower the rope. We could tie a rope around his waist. You could drag him up. I feel like that might be worse for him. He's almost dead.
All right. Well,
rock.
Well, hell with it. Let's give it a try. Clark, any last words?
Clark is like 75 feet away.
I hear a light snoozing sound from Clark. A little.
Pep, got out of there. Pep, okay. In the future, we need like a fanny pack winch on one of our power armor.
Yes, like you get at the front of like a. Like an off-roader Jeep. Like,
we'll yes. attach it. But like, as right a fanny pack.
Power armor. I like you that idea. You know
what we really need? Jetpacks.
Yes.
Fair enough, yeah. That would solve someday, this problem, too.
All that away.
We should find jetpack. Oh, well.
All right, what so... What could go wrong? Pep, are you going to just, like, you know, what? Wop, wop, wahoo! Are you gonna like?
Pep is gonna inspect the trampoline to see if it looks like it would even remotely handle the weight of a power armor like jumping.
Yeah, on. you put your leg on it to kind of like you're kind of like getting the feel of the weight, and you put some more weight on there, and you hear it kind of like it like screeches, but it's like that like real low screech, like a. Because it's a heavy load, but you have enough suspension on there that you could jump on this trampoline.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Let's give this a shot.
Yeah, you're gonna have a agility plus athletics difficulty 1.
We have 2 AP. You could spend 1 to get an additional die if you think you need it.
I think we'll do this. I'm feeling good about this roll, folks. Hey yo.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. That confidence there I wasn't that optimistic about. But all right, yeah. So you managed to jump on this trampoline and you get on it and bend down and kind of like rocket your legs off with the hydraulic motion. You're holding the Spider-Man on your arm, almost like you're Iron Man with a little Peter Parker like resting on your little shoulder. And you leap up into the air. And Hazel, from your perspective, you're kind of like holding this rope, looking at this crevice, and you see a speeding piece of metal come flying towards this hole. And through the hole, you first see the helmet of Pep Hackett burst through, and the shoulder pads hit the rocks as he sprays rock and debris everywhere while holding this man on his shoulders. You come out of the ground, Pep, and you land on your feet, but you realize that the impact of holding a man on your shoulders while being on a trampoline has thoroughly, thoroughly killed this man.
Oh. That's what we get, trying to be a good Samaritan.
Pep, you're going to have to clean your power armor again.
Oh,
you just give him like a muscle buster.
Like, that was a fastball special with secret sauce. That was horrible. I have seen some terrible shit in my life, and that is top 5.
Was we call that an avalanche muscle buster with theatrics in the business.
I've heard of a pain train. That's more of a meat missile.
Hey, Pep.
Yeah, hey, it worked.
9.3.
All right, you try to top that.
I'm not going to be able to, but I might have to maybe get some rope ready.
Right. I'm going to, while they're doing that, I'm going to get the heck out of the way, and I'm going to sort of take what's left of the corpse and kind of drag it off to the side to investigate it, to try and figure out what this guy was wearing and where he was from. So.
Okay, yeah.
So what type of hop-skippity-jump roll?
You just want to bounce on trampoline, agility plus athletics, difficulty 1.
Yeah, I'm going to have to spend an AP because...
A little bit nervous here.
Well, neither my agility nor my athletics come close to Pep's.
Oh,
so
done something there.
All right, okay, I'll go ahead and take the 2 AP.
Got a luck point as well.
Yep, I'll take that luck point as well. However,
okay,
that's where you fill in the blank.
Oh, I thought that you were going to do something to prevent me from doing the thing.
Oh, other than spending the luck point, I just got to re-roll that 20, but I'm going to let it rock because I just jumped on a trampoline with some power armor, so I think there should be some repercussions.
Yeah, you jumped on this trampoline and you are you've come out and you hear that screech and you come down and you jump and you're flying through the air, and you realize that instead of like coming straight out and landing on your legs, you are actually going to land on your head, and so you pull your arms in front of you to break the fall, but you realize you're falling so hard that your left and right arm, you have fallen successfully and you're now on the ground, but your left and right arm power armor are broken. They're at 0 HP.
Which honestly isn't that bad because they only collectively had 3 hit points left between them.
There you go.
Not as graceful as you, Pep.
Well, you know, maybe I had a little luck of the spider boy on me at the time. He paid the price.
It looks like you may have more than the luck
of the spider boy.
Yeah, you might have more than the luck of the spider boy on you.
I see at least one kidney.
Oh, yeah, no. Can I have that? I'm trying to figure out. I'm doing a post.
Are you putting here, back guys. Together like a puzzle?
No, you can't. You can't usually do that to humans.
Yeah, you never saw or the cover of exception. The box. I don't know if you know how to put them together correctly.
There's a lot of gore and minor characters. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, well, just give me a minute. I mean, you've done your part, and I will finish the dissection. So, what is the military uniform he's wearing look like? Does he look like he's a ghoul on the inside, or like I haven't gotten a look at this guy yet. I'm trying to figure out what his deal is.
You know, this man looks like he's mutilated by, you know, for his whole backside by rocks, but the front of him, you can tell that he is a ghoul. Mm-hmm. The military uniform is old world. Everything discernible about rank or whatever is just like worn away or he's repurposed for something. Mm-hmm. But he is sufficiently dead.
Okay. So he was a ghoul, probably not feral. Your kill count goes up by 1. Congratulations, Pep.
You know, I feel like that's a little rude there. Hazel was not intentional, but also he did try to kill us.
I'm not saying you're in the wrong here. I'm not saying you're in the wrong here. I'm saying if you keep this up, you're going to have a higher body count than, not a higher body count than Clark, but maybe higher than the rest of us.
You might have a higher body count than my daily average.
Oh, you're right. That's an achievable goal.
Yeah, that's because you take some days off where you decide to just lounge while Lonnie and I do all the heavy spider boy killing.
You know, he has been a little more laid back recently, and I for one, have to encourage this. I mean, Clark, you're living the best life, man.
Hey, Sunday Drive Clark is great. We can count on him when we need him, I guess.
They drive Clark.
Now, GM, question. With my perk of jury rigging, does that... Would that help temporary fix Lonnie's armor? Or is armor considered separate from that?
Jury rigging.
Let's find out.
Yeah. I'm going to have my assistant.
Regretfully.
Lawyer.
Looking for jury... Also looks for injury.
See, that's the issue.
Yeah, because it says it can repair an item, but I don't know if it considers armor.
You can repair items. An item without needing to expend any components. However, the repair is temporary, and the item will break again on the next complication you suffer while using it. The complication range of all skill tests to use the item increases by 1 to a roll of a 19-20. So it almost makes me think it's for like weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that would work for weapons in the future if one of your weapons breaks, but where power armor is so like into, it's like a car. Like you'd be able to fix, I mean, you know, you'd be able to fix a flat on the road, but Pep, I mean, you don't have your garage, you know, to get in there and really like,
you know what you could spark
plug or if he pulls out a can of fix a flat.
You know what you could jerry rig is this Institute rifle.
That's true.
Good. Ooh.
Until we get it situated because it looked interesting.
Yeah, well, you know, while Hazel is doing some dissection action, can Pep see if he can kind of jerry-rig this this weird laser gun back together?
Yeah, sure. Do a repair plus, what is it? Repair plus intelligence. Intelligence plus repair. For difficulty, it's a laser rifle 2, I would say.
Alright. Hey! Repair and intelligence, 3 successes.
There we go, yeah, 3 successes. Yeah, so you can take an AP from that. And cool. I'm going to drop the rifle into your character sheet here in just a second.
I just did, actually.
Be able to see it. Dang, all right, you already beat me to it. Since my computer runs slower when I'm doing the OBS, probably actually would make sense in the future. It's a stock Institute rifle. It's not Institute themed. This is not secretly a guy from the Institute, but overall is an Institute rifle in gameplay mechanic.
Wink, wink. I understand.
No, they already did that. We're not doing synths. That replace the humans. We're doing the clones replace the humans. It's very different.
Right. Totally understand. It might get a little bit confusing. So there's technically kind of different flavors of clones, but yeah.
So for the listeners at home,
university here, but there's not the Institute.
Right.
So for the listeners at home, the Institute laser has a damage effect burst. The attack hits one additional target within close range of the primary target for each effect rolled. Each additional target spends one additional unit of ammunition from the weapon. So if you've got a lot of things in close range, you can spend a extra ammo per effect you roll and just hit them too. So we're talking a SMG in laser form. So definitely a nice addition to Lonnie's repertoire. Something long range, something spread, now something burst. Well,
yeah, I was trying to,
yeah, that's to figure awesome.
Out how that would work with gunfu. I was looking at like things earlier.
So what does gunfu give you?
So gunfu, when you succeed at a ranged attack, you can spend 1 AP and 1 ammo to hit a second target within close range of your initial target.
So burst is actually cheaper because you wouldn't have to spend the AP, but you do have to roll a an effect to be able to pop off burst.
And I think the does burst? I don't know.
But it, it could, yeah. So, like I would say yes because they have different costs. So, gunfu is going to require you to spend a AP and an ammo, and burst is going to require you to spend a effect and an ammo.
Right.
So it's going to get pricey on the ammunition or the AP, like, is the only issue, but...
Oh, also, but yeah. Pep is going to give that that gun to Lonnie, because Pep doesn't know how to fire energy weapons. So it's worthless for me.